Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Tim Irwin back on the show. Tim is the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, and also his new book is called Derailed, and he's one of our leadership experts. Tim Irwin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. Tim, one of the things that we've been talking about quite a bit lately. It seems like a lot of people want to talk about this, and I'm glad they do because I think it's important. And that's the concept, the idea, the notion of leadership and what it means and how you get it, how you become a leader, and what happens when you kind of fall short of being a leader. What's going on today?
Well, Jim, for leaders to be effective, they really have to have the trust of their followers. That's what makes leaders effective. And that typically flows from two things. One is competence, and the other is character. And so I would encourage your listeners
competence,
to be focused
competence
on developing
and character. I like that. Competence and character.
And your listeners who lead small businesses need to focus on being better and better all the time at what they do. They need to be more competent, but they also need to be
Tim, let me stick something in here. Folks, if you're worried about the competence thing, if you've got character, your followers will give you a break. They'll redeem you when you fall short, won't they, Tim?
Well, Jim, that's exactly right. In fact, I've done a lot of research in this area, and after studying many leaders that failed, I came up with a notion that character trumps competence in terms of importance.
No question.
If you have character, doesn't mean you can get away just with being totally incompetent all the time. But character, at the end of the day, is more important.
Well, and that's the thing about, and that's how a leader gets by when they don't have all the answers, and leaders never have all the answers, and
exactly.
that's how we get by but when those things break down. And even if you have the answer, but you don't have character, you still may not have any followers.
Well, that's exactly right. And trust is this critical element for leaders to develop. They've got to have people that trust them, and that comes out of those two areas. Hey, Jim, I've got a quiz for you.
We love quizzes around here.
Okay. Well, here's the quiz. What do Anthony Weiner, Coach Jim Tressel, CEO
from
Peter
Ohio,
Darby,
from Ohio State,
right, exactly. Peter Darby, the CEO of Pacific Gas and Electric, Newt Gingrich, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. What do all those people have in common?
Well, ignominious leaders and people who were regardless of their competency were short on character.
That's exactly right. And the real common denominator is that they all derailed in the last month or so.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, these are people that just from politics, I mean, from government, from business, from sports, education, on and on. I mean, they're people. And in all cases,
it wasn't their competence.
Oh, absolutely. No, in fact, all those people were highly competent. Tressel was one of the best coaches in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
a
fantastic football coach. But he's that's not why he derailed. He derailed because he showed a lapse of character.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to be that these these seven people derailed in the last year. And that's why I say that character trumps competence. Now, what I worry about, Jim, is not these famous people that are derailing. That's always going to happen. They're always going to be the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the world that we discover these terrible things about, and they're in the spotlight. What I'm worried about more are the people that are not in the news. It's the people like us, the people that are the normal people that are running businesses, and we do things that cause us to derail.
Yeah. What does cause derailing?
Well, I found that I've defined character. We typically think of character as integrity, and it certainly is that. But I define it more broadly. I think of character as the authenticity, humility, self-management, and courage. Those are things, and it's generally a lapse of one of those things. I mean, think of Anthony Weiner. I mean, it's just a failure of self-management. Here's a guy. I mean, we just sit back and we scratch our heads and say, what's that guy thinking? I mean, what's wrong with that guy?
Here's the thing. The case of Weiner, it was a double situation. Number one, whatever caused him to do what he did in the beginning, the first thing he did, was that's a mental defect. I mean, there's something wrong with you when you do stuff like that. But then to turn around and not only lie about it, but fabricate this incredible story, that's where you saw the lapse of character more than anything to me. I mean,
exactly.
Go ahead.
It was rooted, in this failure to self-manage. I mean, here's a person they're not thoughtful. You know, I've got this wonderful news conference by Tiger Woods that illustrates. He said things like, I never thought about who I was hurting. I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply. I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I thought I deserved to enjoy this. And the fact is, he was lying to himself. That's what Tiger Woods ultimately said.
Right.
He says, I was living a lie. And what happens with these people, the defect that you refer to, is that people lie to themselves, and as a result, they do these horrible things.
Right.
And by the way, Jim,
We're not talking about people, we're requiring people to be perfect. People
absolutely
make
not
mistakes. We're human. But the thing is what do you do once you make a mistake? What do you do? Do you own up to it? Do you say, you know what, I messed up, I'm sorry, help me learn from this? How can you help me? I mean, people learn. If you can do that, then that demonstrates, number one, you're human, and number two, that you have character.
Jim, I think there are three cures for this problem, and that's what I'm writing about in this new book. And if we have a couple more minutes this morning, I want to talk about what your listeners can do to prevent this problem.
Well, tell us what the three are. Tell us what the three are. I've got 30 seconds, and then we'll discuss them in a little more detail in the next segment.
That sounds good. First is accountability. We all need to be accountable to somebody else. Second is we've got to have regular, intense self-examination. And third, we've got to read constantly. Those three things I find are the most important cures.
Read
constantly.
Wow. All right. I can't wait to hear about that. Hey, listen, give us the website quickly. Tim, give us your website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. Dr. Tim, T-I-M, Irwin, I-R-W-I-N.com.
Is doctor spelled out?
No, just D-R.
Oh, drtimirwin.com. Check it out, folks. You can find his book there. Derailed, also Run with the Bulls. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.